Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman. This is the show in which the Bugle raids its own archives, and today we turn our attention to Edward Snowden, Vladimir Putin, and global espionage controversies. This is from issue 250 of the Bugle back in October 2013, a show entitled No One Is Madder Than Obama.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Top story this week, spying update. Everybody snoops. It's got to the point now, Andy, where if you live anywhere in the world and the NSA is not monitoring your phone and emails, you should probably feel deeply hurt, or at the very least, you should check to see that you're still alive. The reason we're still finding out about this is that Edward Snowden has been continually leaking away like a BP oil rig, constantly with significant consequences and with no clear way to stop it, short of shoving a cork in the USB drive of his laptop. The latest revelations showed that the NSA has been monitoring the phone calls of 35 world leaders, including Germany's Angela Merkel, the news of which is likely to have pissed off at least 35 people, including Germany's Angela Merkel. Although I will say, Andy, monitoring that last one, I don't really have a problem with. I still think that monitoring the German leader, however dubiously, is significantly safer than not monitoring a German leader. And I think deep down, even though she's justifiably upset about this, Andy, she can probably understand that. This is an outrage. What gives this foreign agency the right to tap on my personal phone? I cannot possibly let it... Well, yes, we did do that. We did do it, yes. I mean, it was a long time ago, but, well, when you put it like that, it was, I guess, less than 100 years ago. Okay, in your position, I would probably do the same thing. Probably.
Because it's a very valid point, John. A German newspaper described the monitoring of Merkel's mobile phone as, quotes, the greatest conceivable affront. To which America presumably replied, come on, guys, you of all people should be able to see this in some kind of historical context. On the affront scale,
sure, it's not exactly not an affront, but it's also not starting a war on a front and then another front.
Nothing about this is particularly surprising. I think everyone probably assumed that every country is trying to do stuff like this, and the surprise is not so much that the US was successful, but that the president at least claims he didn't know anything about it. Now, that seems bad in almost every possible way that you can explain it. It's bad if he signed off on it and has now been caught, and it's also bad if he didn't sign off on it and has now been caught not knowing about it. The president either comes out of this looking shady or incompetent, and he's got a two-item menu of options in response to this. He's either going to have to eat an entire humble pie or an entire humiliation omelette, and neither is going to be particularly easy to swallow.
I guess the defence for America is to say something like, come on, it's nothing that George Orwell hadn't already made up in a novel more than 60 years ago. And also, the old classic, no smoke without fire defence. Mm-hmm. But I guess given the existence of smokeless fuels, you do also need to check everywhere there isn't smoke, as well as where there is smoke, just to see whether or not there might be a fire there that is burning with an invisible flame, as some fires do. So I think, I mean, that is America's defence. And you cannot be too careful. And also, America is a Christian country, would say, well, if Jesus had only surveillanced Judas Iscariot properly, he'd still be alive today.
Oh, that is a good point. Yep. Wow, that is a persuasive argument, Andy. Yep. Now, the implication is that the president went nearly 5 years without knowing that his own spies were bugging the phones of world leaders. Officials stated that the NSA has, and I quote, so many eavesdropping operations underway that it wouldn't have been practical to brief him on all of them. Well, that is the opposite of reassuring, Andy. Listen, if we were going to start telling him everything we're doing that he might not be comfortable with, we'd be in the Oval Office all week. I haven't got time for that. My daughter has a softball game on Thursday, and he hasn't got time for that either. He's busy. Malia's got the flu. I know that for sure because I've been listening to his phone calls. The White House moved quickly to deny that it was actively monitoring Merkel's phone. The White House spokesman, Jay Carney, a man who has one of the worst jobs in the world, said, the president assured the chancellor that the United States is not monitoring and will not monitor the communication of the chancellor. Okay, that's good. I mean, that's two out of three. But he does seem to be missing a crucial tense there. Is not monitoring good? Will not better? What about did not? What about that? Because that's like being asked in a murder trial, did you kill that woman? And saying, put it this way, I am not killing her now, and I will not kill her in the future. I think that answers your question. I'm free to go now.
The scale of it is extraordinary, John. I read that the NSA monitored 60 million Spanish phone calls in a month. Mm-hmm. That is 2 million phone calls a day. That is 500,000 phone calls per working hour in Spain, John. That is, that seems too many. Too many.
It is amazing. There was a selection of stories. The Angela Merkel story was broken by the German newspaper Der Spiegel, which is German for The Spiegel. they reported that from back in 2002, Merkel's calls were either recorded or monitored by NSA officials. I mean, how would the president not have been aware of that, Andy? Surely at some point he must have asked if they had any information on how Germany might be about to vote in the UN resolution, and his advisor had said, not sure, but Merkel's definitely ordering a pizza right now, so take that into account. And he's clearly said, OK, that seems like a very personal piece of information, gathered in a way that I have absolutely no interest in uncovering. And as you say, it didn't stop there. The French newspaper Le Monde, which is French for The Monde, ran a story that the US government had monitored millions of phone calls in France, and the next day, El Mundo, the Spanish paper meaning The Mundo, reported, as you say, that the NSA tracked tens of millions of phone calls, texts and emails of Spanish citizens, all of which apparently went quiet for 4 hours in the middle of the day. I'm agreeing with you, Andy. I'm saying the Spanish like to nap. They love a snooze, Andy, almost as much as they love being chased by bulls. In fact, when they're being chased by bulls, they're thinking about snoozing. And when they're snoozing, Andy, they're dreaming about being chased by bulls. That's just a fact. That's a Spain fact, Andy. You give them a red blanket and they'll be torn about whether to wave it at a bull or curl up underneath it. Spain fact.
There, for those of you who've not read any Hemingway, that's basically his entire oeuvre summed up.
The editorial in El Mundo, the Mundo, said the massive spying on Spanish citizens requires a strong response from the authorities. The foreign ministry should raise a formal complaint. Mariano Rajoy should join France and Germany in their initiatives. And as early as Monday, the public prosecutor should denounce the NSA for violation of the privacy of millions of Spaniards, which is punishable by up to 4 years in prison under Article 197 of the Penal Code. So, hold on, Andy. Is Spain threatening to put the entire population of the United States in jail for 4 years? I'm not going, Andy. I can't sleep that much during the day. I feel sluggish. I feel sluggish, Andy, if I nap that hard.
Die Zeit, a German newspaper. Die Zeit, of course, means the lingering sense of national guilt. Said it's high time for Obama to honour his promise of transparency. When you say high time, I would say arguably it is too late for him to honour that promise of transparency, John. That would be like a waiter in a restaurant honouring his promise of a glass of house white after first serving a glass of house bleach. It just seems too little, too late. And another, this was another glorious quote from the German press. That Angela Merkel's phone, it said, her mobile phone is her control centre. Which does sound eerie like a line from a German love poem.
The tens of millions of phone calls and emails monitored in Spain were just between December 2012 and January 2013, with the monitoring apparently peaking on the 11th of December. What the f*** were they trying to find out, Andy? Were they monitoring what Spanish children were going to be getting for Christmas? Did they just want to make absolutely sure that Santa Claus wasn't giving little Pedro some depleted uranium? Now, a side note to these revelations was that, interestingly, traditionally, the US and four other countries known as the Five Eyes don't spy on each other. The Five Eyes group are the US, the UK, Canada, Australia and New Zealand. First, there's no way that everyone on that list doesn't spy on each other anyway. Just no way. But secondly, and much more importantly, how the f*** did New Zealand get on that there, Andy? Were they just thinking, look, New Zealand is mainly sheep, hobbits and elite rugby players anyway. We know what they're up to. It's not just the US which has been caught bug-handed in the last few weeks. Russia apparently gave out bugged goodie bags at the recent G20 summit in St. Petersburg.
Classic.
They reportedly gave out free zip drives with software on them, which was designed to download the user's information and send it to intelligence agents at the Kremlin. Now, here's the thing about that, Andy. If you get given a free zip drive from Vladimir Putin and you put it in your computer, you are a f***ing idiot.
That was another top story. Thank you for listening. Now go to listen to the latest issue of The Gargle with Alice Fraser and all the other shows in the Bugle stable at thebuglepodcast.com.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.